Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
You got to enjoy hour three of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kunin on our producer, Cal Hunter. This is going to be a wonderful, fun, rapid fire, talking about illegal autopsies, the latest on the Nicholas Cruz case about a judge question or issue. We're going to talk about that. We have this company Charter that's ordered an astronomical amount of money. We've got the complaint of Vanessa Bryant case. There's co-plaintiffs in there that they never talk about, but we're going to talk about that. There's a settlement coming down there. We're going to talk about that. Latest with Bill Cosby. Todd's going to talk about Fat Leonard because I wasn't here last week, but he's going to bring that up.
It's funny you should say Fat Leonard right after Bill Cosby. At first I was, hey.
That's about all right. You know what? I lived on that.
I know.
I loved that show. That was awesome. California oil spill case. We're going to talk about that. And there is just so much to go over. And then we do the best and most important thing at the very end, which is our quick takes. We know you don't remember a whole lot about the show. You've got probably a 7-minute attention span while you're listening to us. We're going to make you remember something, and we're going to lay it out in like about a minute or 30 seconds each. And then you're going to remember that until next week's Radio Law Talk. But the reason why people come here, I always say that. One reason, Cal, what is it?
So I can pretend I belong in the show.
Now it's there you go. Case or no case.
Yay!
Dr. Kevin Cahill is dead. It happens. He was getting old. Kevin was an MD with a problem, an infatuation for a woman who was 50 years younger than he. As attractive as this thought is, he treated her for a parasitic infection when she was 19 and just wouldn't let up. Stayed in frequent contact with her, sought her out by various means. When social media came, all bets were off. She claims to have never responded until much later in her life when she was seriously ill and went to his office for some medical help. He must have thought she was returning his affection because he was all over her, doing all kinds of things that shouldn't be done in a medical office, according to her allegations. Then she sued him, claiming to have some sort of proof, which she may have had, we don't know. But then Dr. Cahill woke up one day, and he was dead. And that's why.
Wait, Cal. He didn't wake up someday.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're right.
Dr. He Cahill, woke up one day.
Dr. Cahill.
And was dead.
Immediately, no case.
Dr. Cahill didn't wake up one day because he was dead. How's that? And Jane Doe got a letter from the heirs, from their legal team, urging that since the family had nothing to do with Dr. Cahill's alleged wrongdoing, they have no liability in the matter. They asked that she drop the suit because she's trying to sue a dead man and you can't get money from a corpse. Dead men have no stories to tell, can't defend themselves, and they don't have any cash. The question is, Fred Penny, can you get blood from a stone and cash from a dead doctor? That is our case. Or no case. Mr. Penny, what say you?
Easy. Yes, you sue the estate, and it happens all the time. So I'm going to say this is a case. She sues the estate. Now, whether the estate has money is another story. And she wins.
Very good.
That's that quick, man. I nailed it.
You're saying that if the guy's dead, death is no way to get out of a lawsuit.
No. Well, let's back up. Well, the answer is yes. I mean, I'm sure she could have filed even afterwards if the situation was going on. By the way, that happens quite often. Now, what state? It might be a different state.
New York.
Okay, well, I don't know New York law, but I'm telling you, you can still generally do it. I'm going to say they can.
Okay. Mr. Kunin, what do you say about the matter of the dilly-dallying Dr. Cahill, allegedly?
Well, let me just see. So you said there's a 50-year age difference.
Yep.
And when she first went to go see him, she was like 19.
Correct.
So let's call it 20. So that she was 70 when she was 20. And then she went back later in life.
several years later. I don't know how many.
Do you know how old she was when she went back?
I believe she was in her 30s, but I don't
know. Okay, so he would have been in his 80s.
He was an old doctor.
Okay, well, you know, maybe he's certainly taking the term bedside manner to new heights. I'll tell you that much.
Maybe it wasn't bedside at all. Maybe that's the problem.
Well, that is true. That is true. It kind of sounds like the, you know, in this scenario with him being dead, it's like, is this the new Pirates of the Caribbean? Dead men write no checks. You know.
Who's it starring? Johnny Depp?
I don't know. I don't know. Whoever, according to Cal, if they're dead, they could still be in the movie because they wake up anyway, right? So.
Yeah, and the girl's name, who was Amber? Oh, no, I'm kidding.
Oh, no.
Just a joke. Yeah.
Well, you know, as much as I would like to get points or whatever, I'm just going to go with no case on this one.
Okay.
This just sounds, the age difference is really kind of odd. In this, and my guess is if he's still working in his 70s or 80s, it wasn't a very good doctor, didn't have much of an estate to leave anyway,
well,
as opposed to those that like to retire and live off of their wealth.
And he wanted to do more than just laying on of hands. Let's put it that way. So here is the answer to
I said no case.
You said no case. Here is the answer, if I may tell you, and it is this. Case.
Oh, yes. Brett Penny gets it, a case.
The family filed a motion for the Jane Doe to dismiss. She said, nope, I am suing the estate. Outcome as of yet unknown. Fellow, give you 2 points on this.
Yes.
That is case or no case.
See, that's not my alley. That's kind of not fair. I knew that answer.
Nah,
I didn't know New York, because I don't practice in New York. But if it's like California, you can sue for – you sue the estate all the time. That happens. So, okay, case or no case, went through. That's, you know, what we like to do, we've got a number of things we want to talk about. But here's the deal. Something that just popped up is ex-New York Giant Michael Cox just won a case against his Manhattan doctor. He was a football player for the Giants, and apparently he sued a very well-known Manhattan surgeon for supposedly allegations that he ruined his career by not doing a proper surgery, and the jury just awarded him $28.5 million.
It was a knee repair. I think it was a knee repair, something like that, where he just came out and thought, I'll be able to play after this. Things that are pretty routine now.
But well, I don't know if I can tell you this. Well, I can. We just came down with a verdict on Friday or Thursday of a Vikings player that we just won big. And we just are from my firm. Congratulations to my firm. We did a great job, the lawyers in our firm. And so, this is very similar, not $28.5 million, but there are rules. And I know New York does not have rules concerning the amount of money that you can receive on medical malpractice cases. But I know California has rules that they limit the amount of money you can receive in a medical malpractice case. So, but anyway, it shows apparently it happened to be a broken leg that was not did not occur apparently at on the
so it was football, football related.
No,
injury.
No.
Oh, wow.
He underwent the surgery. I don't know. Wait a minute. Let me see. We're just getting this in.
Because
he treated U2's Bono for a singer for the 2014 bike accident. I think this guy's a very well-known surgeon for a lot of athletes and stuff. I'm gonna look it up. I'm trying to think of how he got his injury.
Well, I think we will be coming up on a break here in about a minute. So
yeah, let's do that.
I want to take a look at this and find out what's going on.
Find out what's going on, because this is really interesting. It just happened, and so we want to follow up on this. Let us read it. And I think I know who this famous doctor is.
We keep you right on the edge of stuff here, don't we, Fred?
This just came out. We'll be back.
All right, thank you, Fred. And you're listening to Radio Law Talk right here with Fred Penny and Todd Kuhnen. And Fred and Todd have much more about which they'll be speaking for you to hear it. It's a pretty simple process on your part. You stay tuned on the radio, or you flip on over to RadioLawTalk.com and hear the end of the show. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go away.
Available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
49. This is no fun. This is the best show ever.
This is Radio Law Talk.
We're just talking about the latest in this New York Giants running back that he received a verdict. Go ahead, Todd. You finish it up with it.
So yes, the verdict was... What are you doing? 23 million and change, something like that. But the interesting thing is the doctor that he sued, that doctor's passed. Now, the doctor's estate was sued, not the doctor, because the doctor is dead. This doctor famously treated Bono, the singer for U2. Bono had gotten in a bicycle accident biking through in New York, swerved to miss another cyclist, fell over, broken clavicle, injuries to the face, and that doctor was the one that treated Bono to help get him back to health. Very well known, by all accounts, had done a lot of good, but in this particular case, it was alleged with Cox that Cox suffered an injury during a game against Seattle. He had torn some cartilage and had a bone break in his ankle, and that the doctor performed the surgery but didn't treat the ankle bones right. It continued to deteriorate, essentially costing Cox his career as a running back in the NFL. He sued shortly after the lawsuit was filed. The doctor who performed it was found dead in his apartment. He is found dead, stabbed to death with a knife. The knife wound was very close to the heart, and the doctor's 11-year-old daughter was in the apartment when it happened, when the EMT showed up. Now, here's the interesting thing. The death was later ruled a suicide, which is, I don't know, odd, given that it was by knife and the manner it happened with the child, but that's what they ruled as a suicide. Now, a death could be ruled as a suicide if it's an accidental thing. If a person is walking with the knife and trips and falls over and impales them and they had no intention to, that's still, by technical definition, a suicide, meaning that you died because of your own actions. I don't know what the circumstances are other than that fact occurred. And so, clearly, during this trial, the doctor would not have been, I mean, unless you live in Cal's world, the doctor right. would not have been able to be deposed or testify or anything like that to talk about what he did and why he did what he did if he were to take the stand. But the jury still found four Cox, and we just got that news today.
So this comes out of the estate. So, I mean, he's not generating any more money. Where does the money then, I mean...
Well, my guess is that if he had an estate with investments and things that were out there and he had
life insurance,
if he had cash, you know, you also wonder if he had medical malpractice insurance, to what extent that, a lot of ins and outs. I don't know who's going to have to pay.
They sued more than the doctor. They sued the hospital, and there's deeper pockets.
But if the guy's dead, is his medical malpractice insurance?
Yes. I mean, absolutely. If it happened during the time that he was practicing, yes, it's covered.
Charles, this is literally your case or no case.
I know. My mind's blowing up. I'm thinking of a person involved in a car accident, for example, and they perish. So I guess, Fred, you would know, obviously, you could sue the estate of the person who perished because their insurance is in effect at the time of the accident.
Exactly right.
Okay,
you do.
Makes sense.
Absolutely right.
I get it now.
Even if there's no, if the estate is very small, it doesn't matter. It's still covered during the time period. So
again, dead men write no checks unless they're adequately insured.
But New York Met does, or whatever.
Or their state would be writing
checks.
That's exactly right.
Huh? Wow.
So charter is, in Texas, is the... is basically a internet company.
They are here.
Are they here?
In California, too, yes.
But
uh-huh.
but they're big in Texas, apparently.
Yep.
And apparently there's an individual that was called out to the house. The cable technician, Roy Holden Jr., went out to an 84-year-old woman's house to do some stuff and came back the next day or the day after hours, in the cable truck, using the same cable truck, and wearing the same uniform, lets her in and then robs her and kills her. So her estate sues Charter and wins. And this is in Texas. This is crazy because Texas generally doesn't put out as big of verdicts as like California, New York. $7.38 billion verdict with a B, not million, billion.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Fred, when this story first came around, I didn't look at it very closely. When you were doing the tease for it, you're talking about this astronomical amount, and I'm sitting there going, 1.15 million, that's not really much. And then it wasn't until you started talking, I looked down, oh, that's a B, not an M.
That's exactly right. But here's this. So $7.38 billion verdict. Now, in California, you can do, in other states are very similar, what's called a remitter or an additor. So the judge can say, you know what, that's just ridiculous. So the judge knocked the $7.38 billion verdict down to a measly $1.15 billion.
Again, with a B.
Yeah, with a B. So I think everybody's going to be okay. I know that lawyer is going, you know what, dear, we can go on that vacation now that we've been waiting for since I haven't seen you for 3 years or working on this case. But $1.15 billion. Now, what's the argument? They argued, Charter argued, you know, logically, that was not our employee because it was after hours, not during the business hours, and when he came. Well, he was using your truck. He obviously had keys to the truck. He was using his uniform. And their argument, the plaintiffs, is you hired a person that they didn't check into that had a lot of issues prior to being hired by Charter.
And he's representing you.
And well, he wasn't. It was after hours.
But still, with that uniform and truck and all that stuff.
Right. Illegally. But
my argument, if I'm the plaintiff, is, well, when does the crime start and when is the crime completed? Because the crime starts, arguably, when the person is scouting areas that he might want to rob, and he was on duty when that happened, and he was on duty when he went into the 83-year-old's home, saw the stuff that he wanted to steal. The fact that he went back after the fact, this started while he was an employee. How did he know that there would be the stuff he wanted to steal in that home if he wasn't there under the guise of some sort of official business? You should have never hired this guy.
Good point.
Well, we'll be back. We got a lot more to go over, including the illegal autopsies we started to talk about at top of the hour. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny, Todd Kuhn, and today Denise Dirks out on assignment. We miss you, but see you next time. And you who are listening, thank you. We'll continue with the big program, the big broadcast right after this. Hold on.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce on September 9th, myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Penny, available on Amazon Books September 9th.
I've got to get my car washed, cause dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride, and watch this daddy shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sh-
You
USA Radio News.
Russian forces launched new strikes on Ukrainian cities as Kremlin orchestrated votes took place in occupied regions, creating a pretext for their annexation by Moscow. The U.S. and other countries are calling it a sham election. Hundreds of people were arrested in Russia, meantime, for trying to protest a mobilization order that commits more troops to the fight in Ukraine. The latest Russian shelling killed at least 3 people and 19 were wounded. A state of emergency has been declared for 24 Florida counties as Tropical Storm Ian is getting stronger over the Caribbean. It also prompted NASA to again delay the launch of its Artemis 1 rocket. Fiona making an impact in Atlantic Canada. The Canadian Hurricane Center tweeted early Saturday that Fiona has the lowest pressure recorded ever for a storm making landfall in that country. More at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is Frederick Penny, Todd Kunin from Radio Law Talk. Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
Stop whining.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Cal Hunter, our producer, and Todd Kunin. We're going to talk about the illegal autopsies, but really quick, we had Frank, one of our listeners, called in. Thanks, Frank, for being a loyal listener to talk about the mandatory amount of insurance that auto policies have to have in California. What he's talking about is this, and he wanted me to talk about it briefly, but I'll be very brief. It is crazy. California, one of the richest states in the country, has one of the lowest mandatory insurance coverage rates for automobiles. So if you have an automobile, the minimum amount of coverage you have to have is what's called a 1530 policy. $15,000 per person, $30,000 for the total accident, which, by the way, doesn't cover anything, hardly. So most states, I've seen states with 2550s, with 3060s, and these are states that aren't even close to the size of California. Well, I know that there's a bill, SB 1107, that is before the governor on his desk to sign, which will increase it to $30,000 for a single injury and $60,000, so it's called a 30-60 policy. So for the whole case, say there's 3 or 4 people involved in the accident, there's only $60,000 that they can go around as it sits now.
So it's not 60 per, you're saying?
No, it's 30 per, 60 the whole
a
case.
Cap.
But, and then $15,000 to cover the property damage, which is much lower in the 1530. So we as plaintiff's lawyers obviously have been saying that's ridiculous. And the insurance companies, you know, hey, people get mad at insurance companies, but it's their job to pay as little as possible. That's their job. Well, they like it at $15.30. But apparently, I don't know this, Frank. I don't know whether or not it's been signed by the governor. I know it's before, but I don't know that he signed it. Maybe he did sign it today or yesterday. I haven't heard, but that is on his desk. I don't see why he would not sign that bill.
And I believe under the provisions of the bill, if he does sign it and the rate hike, the new law goes into effect, the change goes into effect effective January 1st, 2025.
Gotcha.
So it's by February 2023, the insurance commissioner for the state of California would have to send out the proper notices and start things working, but the actual change in the coverage amounts doesn't go into effect.
So, dumb question, who benefits from that? So, they up the limits. Who really benefits?
Okay, let's talk. These are going to be the arguments. Let's argue both sides.
Yeah.
The argument's going to be, and obviously, let me tell you, I'm slanted toward the injured parties. I mean, just throwing that out
there. It's what you do, and that's
what
okay.
I do. Yeah. And I think the consumers need to be protected. The insurance industry is going to argue what? Oh, the insurance rates are going to go up now. And don't forget, they said there was another bill a long time ago that came out about whether or not if you're committing a felony and there's no coverage for you, if in the act of a felony, whether you can or can't sue, and it's going to lower the insurance premiums. And by the way, and don't sue me, the insurance companies, because they would love to sue me because I sue them all the time. But, we're going to lower the rates because of that. Well, it did lower for a short time, but guess what? They creep back up. So the insurance argument is going to be they're going to lower your rates, or the rates are going to go up because of this, you know. So they're going to argue, well, now it's 30-60, the rates are going to go up. Well, you know what? Rates are probably still going up anyway, right? Because of inflation, et cetera, et cetera.
I was going to say wildfire rates in California have certainly gone up, and that's just
– but think about it,
therefore, everything else has.
Even if you're kind of a conservative pro-insurance company, I'm not saying it's even a conservative liberal issue. Think about $15,000. You get in an accident, someone hits you, and you're hurt. You got 15 grand. That is nothing in today's economy. That's pittance.
And try to replace a total car for $15,000.
Well, no, the car's different. That's separate. They're going to move that up to 15. But how many cars? They're moving it up to 15, Cal. How many cars are worth 15 grand nowadays?
A Tesla with no battery.
Yeah, I think not even that. Not even a Toyota Corolla anymore.
Right.
So it's about time that the governor or the California steps up and catches up with the rest of the country. This is not unusual, and go to a 30-60. If it's me, it's a 100-300, in my opinion. But at least 30-60 is better than a 15-30, which is what's going on. But you know what? I always throw this out. It's always – I hear it all the time. This is not giving legal advice, but hint, hint. Get some good uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage. Because uninsured, underinsured motorists, if they only have a 15-30 policy, but you have a $100,000 policy, your insurance company will make up the value of your case, right?
Exactly. And I think ultimately, the insurance companies are going to pass this along to the insureds.
Of course.
In terms of the cost. And what you really have to look, insurance companies are always have this balance that they have in terms of, well, we would love to charge more for the policies because we make more money. But by the same token, we don't want to go too far because there's always going to be somebody that undercuts us and angry. Now, here is something that would allow an insurance company to say, well, you know, the law changed in California. And so we have to do what we got to do to charge you more for your insurance. Ultimately, the consumer is going to be the one that pays.
You don't think they're raising their rates anyway because of what's going on? You tell me something right now in the past 2 to 3 years that has not gone up. There might be something,
okay, I
but I doubt
know.
It.
Gasoline. Gasoline
yeah,
hasn't gone
the
up.
The same as it was 2 years ago.
Food hasn't gone up.
I'm not suggesting. I'm not saying that the insurance company doesn't raise the rates. They do. This is just another thing that the insurance company can say, well, you know, we've got to raise the rates now because the law changed.
Yeah.
And this is a huge one because this is probably going to get more press that they can hang their hat on to justify a rate increase than anything else that happens individually to consumers. This is a rate hike across the board.
And now the legislature has just done another law precluding insurance companies from canceling people in high fire areas, which has been a big deal in California.
Right.
And who's going to pay for that when the fire?
Well, I get it that they are a business and they want to make money. But as far as I know, can you name the last insurance company? There might be small ones. The last big insurance company that had a net loss during the year?
No.
I don't think
there was a small one. You're right, in the Mendocino area.
That, small ones,
but it's a tiny company.
Yes.
Yeah, but no, the great big ones. You mean like the name
the
brands?
One, the name brands.
Ones that have animals and female spokespeople and you know all that for net. Yeah, no, haven't heard about that.
I will say they've been very nice to my firm, my clients.
Have they?
Yeah.
They love it when you call?
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Penny, hi. Come in. Have a diet
soda. I like to say this. We would like to settle with you and your client. This is what I say. Ready for this? Are you bringing the big checkbook or the little checkbook?
Have you ever said that?
Oh, absolutely. I've said that before. We'd like to settle with, we'd like to go to mediation. You bringing the big checkbook or the little checkbook?
Bring the big cartoon check like we put in the newspaper.
Are you going to back the truck up or not? Oh, it's fun to be a plaintiff's lawyer I don't know.
How is auto insurance not really just legalized gambling? I mean, essentially what you're doing is, hey, what, I'll bet you.
I get in a car crash.
I'll bet you $600 I don't get in an accident for the next 6 months. And when you don't, okay, double or nothing.
I mean, the insurance company bets you won't get in an accident. You're betting you will.
Yeah.
Well, they've got statistics, and you will be shocked at how they use statistics, insurance companies, including what the value of your case is. And there's computers that look at what the latest, you know, verdicts are here and there in this county and that state, and they can compute it out, at least statistically, what's going to happen in your case.
If Charter, going back to a case that we just handled before we got off on this one, if Charter had insurance coverage as general business insurance, do you think that insurance carrier's little computer program could have predicted $7.38 billion being cut down to $1.15 billion? In a lawsuit, I don't know that would have been on the radar.
Well, what's interesting is that comes into punitive damages. What was the big hit? And that's another full segment we can talk about. That it's difficult in California and other states too to get punitive damages. That's to punish them.
Yeah.
And they look at what the value of their company is and how much they bring in a month, that type of thing. But that was a lot of punitive damages.
Well, thank you, Frank. And Frank said, by the way, he always wins at case or no case. He always wins, he says.
Frank, tell us about the illegal autopsy. Speaking of winning, Todd, what's this illegal autopsy?
Illegal autopsies. You know, we only got a minute, and I can't really set it up too
quick.
Okay,
let's set it up later.
All I will say is that somebody held themselves out as a person qualified to do autopsies, and sometimes it can hurt if you get a little too famous. It can hurt if you get too famous. We'll cover that when we come back.
And then we're also going to have... what at the very end?
Quick takes. That's right.
We'll be back. Hey, it's almost toward the end, Cal. People are going to be upset that we're almost done.
I know. For many people, this is the best 3 hours of their life.
I know it is.
Including me, I'm sorry to say.
No life.
My life's
Cal's
about
got no life.
We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk right here on many great local radio stations and on a great website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen live and you can listen free to every episode we've ever done. It's all there for you to peruse and enjoy. That's RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
You love your dog. Is something bothering you?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Illegal autopsies. Yeah. So you can't, me, Todd, I can't just go out and do an autopsy if I
No, you can't. You can't slice up, you can't slice and dice.
Well, I can't even see blood in my veins, so I think that's why I became a lawyer.
That's probably pretty good. I think you and I are in the same boat as far as that's concerned. Do you remember? Do you remember? Sort of little Michael Jackson.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember back in 2014, the officer-involved shooting and the public outcry that occurred in Ferguson, Missouri?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So when that happened, there was the official autopsy. Then there were a couple of other autopsies, and one of the autopsy that was done and assisted by a man named Sean Parcells. Now, Sean Parcells has a degree in life sciences, but he has no medical training or anything as to why he would be participating and assisting in an autopsy. But Parcells rose to fame. He was on CNN. He was the one talking about what they found in their autopsies and how it related to that case. And he got really famous. And here's the thing. he parlayed that moving forward into a business in Kansas, where he was at. He parlayed that into an autopsy business where he would perform private autopsies.
Forensic lab, yeah.
Well, I don't know how much of a lab it was, but he said he would go out and perform these autopsies. 350 people retained him, average cost around $3,300 per autopsy.
Wow.
But it turned out...
And this was redoing...
Autopsies that have been done by someone. Or, in many cases, the state will only pay for an autopsy if there's a concern about the cause of death or it's part of a criminal investigation. A lot of these are autopsies performed by families where there was no state-provided autopsy and they wanted information about the cause of death. Well, he was recently... as in the last week, convicted on the federal level, and he is ordered to serve 5 years in prison, but he was only convicted of wire fraud in that case. This is a piggyback off of kind of another case. He was convicted at the state level in Kansas because of his performing illegal autopsies. That jury verdict came down last November.
Now, was he doing cutting, an honest autopsy, was he doing, really?
Yeah.
So he sent out an email in the Kansas prison system. If you have a relative who dies in prison,
I don't know how he was soliciting it. I do know that if it's for, if you use any communication service, telephone, mail, email, things like that, that's where they get wire fraud.
Right.
Once he was convicted of actually performing the illegal autopsies at the state level, well, then the feds case became very easy. You committed a crime at the state level, and guess what? You used wire service, as broadly defined, to commit those crimes, to solicit those things, and he pled this last week, and he got 9 years, and it all started, all came to light because of the fame that he acquired as a result of going on TV when the Ferguson
Do you think happened. He ever sat there on camera and thought, not qualified?
Do you think it ever crossed his mind?
That's what I mean.
Boy, I don't know that I really want to shine this kind of light on me, but it's interesting the allure of the limelight cause somebody to overlook substantial flaws in their qualifications.
Can you say the Daybell case?
Well, yes.
I mean, a classic example. Here's a guy who's so enamored with a fan. He ends up marrying her, get the spotlight, the adulation. It all ties together, doesn't it?
Yeah, but the metal detector didn't go off when she went through, and she didn't have to take off her wire.
That we know of.
Sorry, I'm combining a bunch of stories that we have covered here.
And was her doctor alive?
Yes, it is just crazy that he would think, you know, nobody's going to peel this in. No, but this, how could this come back to haunt me? The fact that I am on TV talking about this, questioning the results done by the state's forensic examiners, but nobody's ever going to look at my qualifications.
And the implications of that are staggering, really, especially in the Ferguson case, especially in that case, because of what happened afterwards.
Just crazy. Crazy.
Oh. We got, well, this is slammed in. We got to go get going, man. We got to run really quick. The co-plaintiffs of the Vanessa Bryant case.
Yep.
Again, we hear a lot about Vanessa Bryant's case and that case settled. This is against the sheriff's departments for putting out pictures that they shouldn't have put out into the, I'm not going to say the public, but to people who shouldn't have been seeing it, right? Well, guess what? There are co-plaintiffs that sued also, and they recently just settled their case also with the sheriff's department, and that was around... 15 million or so. That was 15 million what Vanessa did, but they settled for something close to that.
So what happened was the case for Vanessa Bryant and Chester, they were co-plaintiffs.
Right, I know that.
Now, theirs was a federal case. So what Chester did was Chester got 15 million in the federal case, but he still had a state case going.
Right.
And so what Chester's estate settled for was an additional 4.95 million.
That's the number,
for the total of 19.95 to get rid of their state case. Vanessa Bryant's case could still be pending on the state level. She hasn't made a decision. But here's something I found interesting about that. There were other people early on that were potential plaintiffs that settled their case didn't want to take it to trial like Vanessa Bryant and Chester did.
A lot less.
They got out for $1.25 million.
Why is it when the government screws up, the rest of us pay? They mess up. They're not paying out of their pockets. The taxpayers of L.A. County surely are.
Thank heavens for those plaintiffs' lawyers.
Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm glad they got
glad
their due.
Glad my dad told me to do that. I don't know.
They mess up and we pay. That's how it goes.
That's what happens. And you know what? Between you and I, Cal, they statistically, they assume that's going to happen, and they know something like that may happen. And they set it up accordingly, right?
Yeah.
So that's what they do. So
they plan a fund for the mess-ups.
Yeah, no, they do. They do. Now, I know Todd wants to talk about – no, she's married, Todd. Nicholas Cruz case, that is where the young man has been convicted of killing 17 students at the high school. They're now in the phase to determine whether or not he's going to get the death penalty.
That's right.
And
can we vote?
Yeah, what's interesting is the defense counsel and the judge have, let's say, butted heads a few times.
Yes, they have.
And Todd, as a former prosecutor for the DA's office and a criminal defense lawyer, kind of knows what's going on. We can't opinion. We're not sitting an opinion. We're just saying maybe they're trying to figure a way to get an appeal. But they are now asking for something, Todd. They're asking for a new trial. Or not a new trial, to have the judge removed.
That's right. This is the penalty phase. The prosecution finished with their case to the jury, saying this is why you should impose the death penalty. The defense claimed that they had 60-plus witnesses that they were going to call, and the court set aside all of this time for the defense to call their witnesses. The defense called 20, came back the next day that they were supposed to continue. Everybody thought, we still have 40 more witnesses to go. It's going to take days, if not a week. And the defense stood up at the beginning of proceedings and said, we rest, Your Honor. We have no more cases. We have no more witnesses to call. And the judge in this case, well, that's Judge Elizabeth Shearer, that did not go over well. And she called it the most unprofessional thing that she had seen, saying this to the defense. And the defense was coming back saying, hey, we don't have a legal obligation to tell the court or anybody when we're going to rest. Now, that might very well be true and probably is under attorney work product, but still, if you know that the court is going to lay out a ton of resources and money to have courtrooms and staff and everybody there for something that's supposed to take a week, and you knew you weren't going to call case any more witnesses, from a professional courtesy standpoint, you could say we're getting ready to rest, and they didn't. Putting aside the strategy of that, the judge and the defense attorney kind of got into it on the record. And if there's a reason for the judge to be recused, it might be because of the way she spoke to the defense attorney. I'm still offering to be an emotional support law clerk for the judge.
Well, maybe she doesn't like Fred's quick take. Fred, do you have a quick take?
Well, I've got to say, given the charter case of $1 billion verdict, just be careful of Dan Aykroyd and the refrigerator repairman and a couple other people. And a lot of different movies that talk about the cable guy, too.
Candy Graham.
You want to be careful.
Todd Kuhnen, what's your quick take?
If Shakira's tax evasion case actually goes to trial, I would love to see the prosecutor start out by saying, the hips don't lie, but the tax returns might.
Whoa. All right, we'll leave you with that one. We'll see you next week.
This is Radio Law Talk. Have a great rest of your week. We'll see you next Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time, live right here. Don't go away. Please, you stay by your radio for the next 22 hours, and we'll see you then.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.